The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on krishnapath.org. Life Comes from Life. The 11th Morning Walk, recorded on May 15, 1973, in Savoy Hills Park, Los Angeles. Srila Prabhupada is accompanied by Dr. Singh and other students. Detecting the Spirit Soul. Dr. Singh. Scientists find it very hard to see the spirit soul. They say its existence is very doubtful. Srila Prabhupada. How can they see it? It's too small to see. Who has that seeing power? Dr. Singh. Still, they want to sense it by some means. Srila Prabhupada. If you inject someone with just 1/100th of a grain of a very venomous poison, he dies immediately. No one sees the poison or how it acts, but it acts nevertheless. So why don't the scientists see the soul by its actions? In such cases, we have to see by the effect. The Vedas say that because of the minute particle called the soul, the whole body is working nicely. If I pinch myself, I immediately feel it because I'm conscious throughout the whole of my skin. But as soon as the soul is out of my body, which is the case when my body dies, you can take the same skin and cut and chop it, and nobody will protest. Why is this simple thing so hard to understand? Is this not detecting spirit? Dr. Singh, we may detect the soul in this way, but what about God? Srila Prabhupada, first let us understand the soul. The soul is a sample of God. If you can understand the sample, then you can understand the whole. Modern science, help or harm? Dr. Singh, scientists are in the process of trying to create life. Srila Prabhupada, quote, process of trying to, end quote. That we kick out, that we do not accept. A beggar is saying, quote, I am trying to be a millionaire, end quote. We say, quote, when you become a millionaire, then talk. Now you are a poor beggar, that's all, end quote. The scientists say that they are trying, but suppose I ask you, quote, what are you? Will you say, quote, I am trying to be, end quote. What are you now? That is the question. We are trying is not a proper answer. What to speak of a scientific proposition? Dr. Singh, well, although they haven't been able to create life so far, they say that soon they should be able to do it. Srila Prabhupada, any rascal may say that. If you say, quote, in the future I'll be able to do something extraordinary, end quote, why should I trust or believe you? Dr. Singh, well, and the scientists say that they have done so much in the past that they will accomplish more in the future. Srila Prabhupada, in the past there was death and people are dying now, so what have the scientists done? Dr. Singh, helped them. Srila Prabhupada, scientists have helped minimize the duration of life. Formerly men lived 100 years. Now they seldom live more than 60 or 70 years. And the scientists have discovered atomic energy. Now they can kill millions of men. So they have helped only in dying. They have not helped in living, and yet they dare to declare that they will create. Dr. Singh. But we now have airplanes and Srila Prabhupada. The scientists cannot stop death, they cannot stop birth, they cannot stop disease, and they cannot stop old age. So, what have they done? Formerly, people used to become old, and nowadays they're becoming old. Formerly, people used to become diseased, and now they're becoming diseased. Now there is more medicine and more disease. So, what have they accomplished? Scientists have not helped improve the order of the world. We are going to challenge all the rascal scientists who say that life has grown out of matter. The fact is that matter has grown from life. The illusion of progress. Srila Prabhupada, how long can science cheat people? 100 years, 200 years? They cannot cheat them for all time. Dr. Singh, cheating has been going on since time immemorial, so perhaps they think they can continue forever. Srila Prabhupada, not since time immemorial. Science has been cheating people only for the past 200 or 300 years, not before that. Dr. Singh, oh really? Srila Prabhupada, yes, for the last 200 years they've been preaching that life comes from matter, not for thousands of years, and the cheating will be finished in another 50 years. Dr. Singh, yes, now there is a so-called anti-intellectual movement. People are rebelling against science and modern progress. Srila Prabhupada, and what is that science? It is not science. It is ignorance. Ignorance is passing for science, and irreligion is passing for religion. But this cheating cannot go on for long because some people are becoming intelligent. Dr. Singh, in Newsweek, one of the largest magazines in the United States, there was an article about the degradation of Christianity. The article included a cartoon picturing the devil causing earthquakes. There was recently a very large earthquake in South America that killed many thousands of people. The cartoon attributed such things to the devil, and right next to him it showed Richard Nixon presenting himself as a follower of Christ, but bombing Southeast Asia. In this cartoon, the devil turned to Richard Nixon and said, quote, "It's hell keeping up with the Christians," end quote. Srila Prabhupada, yes, people will criticize in that way. People are becoming advanced. How long can they be cheated by so-called science and so-called religion? If Mr. Nixon loves his countrymen, why does he not love his country's cows? They are also born in the same land and they have the same right to live. Why are they killed? Quote, "Thou shalt not kill," end quote. But the animals are being killed. That is imperfection. Krishna embraces both the cows and Radharani. That is perfection. Krishna even talks with the birds. One day on the bank of the Yamuna River, he was talking with a bird because he speaks even in the languages of the birds. An old lady saw this and was struck with wonder. Quote, "Oh, he is talking with a bird," end quote. Dr. Singh, you mean he was actually talking the way birds talk? Srila Prabhupada, yes, one of Krishna's qualities described in the Vedas is that he can speak any language. He is the father of all living beings, and the father can understand the language of his children. Krishna is a supreme enjoyer. Actually, except those for those who are Krishna conscious, no one can have any real knowledge, nor can anyone enjoy. One simply suffers, but he thinks the suffering is enjoyment. This is called maya, or illusion. In America, people work hard, day and night, and they think, quote, "I am enjoying," end quote. This is maya. A conditioned soul cannot enjoy anything. He simply suffers, but he thinks he is enjoying. Therefore, in Srimad Bhagavatam, the conditioned soul is likened to the camel. The camel is very fond of eating thorny twigs that cut his tongue. While he is eating them, blood issues from the tongue and mixes with the thorny twigs. They become a little tasty, and he's thinking, quote, "Oh, these twigs are very nice," end quote. That is called maya. Maya means, quote, "that which is not," end quote. Ma means not, and ya means this. So maya means not this. That is the explanation of maya, or illusion. The scientists are in maya because they think things are improving and they're becoming happy. But in this world, along with everything in it, everything will eventually be finished because it is maya. It is not what we think it is. As Srimad Bhagavatam explains, the materialists are thinking they're becoming victorious, but they're actually being defeated.